Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Beck Iron, ladies and gentlemen. Day two of the big broadcast. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is riding shotgun with me today.
Hello.
Super producer Chris Larson is here. Your calls, your questions, your comments. We want to start right on the shoot to find out what's on your mind. Big Iron is busy. We've got a lot of folks here, and I love talking about all the great ag innovation that happens. You know, it surges through this part of the world. You know, I think of folks up at Hawk Museum up there by Rolla, and you go through there and you see literally decades of innovation that happened there. So something happened in the middle of the field 80 years ago. They just found a way, right? And that innovation has led to some of the best of the best now in technology and precision agriculture. So I'm like a kid in a candy store talking about all of this great stuff at Big Iron, and we'll do that. Plenty today and tomorrow as well, but we always start with a chance for you to weigh in. I want to get to a little radio graffiti today, Todd. You up for that? One minute only, whatever's on your mind. And there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in our own state. There's a lot going on in our country. And I think a lot of us are like, what the heck is happening right now? You know, you've got this Bob Woodward bombshell about Mark Milley is, I mean, it's the accusation of treason against the Joint Chiefs chair, for crying out loud. Just another day in the news. We had Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, up there yesterday. Rand Paul absolutely grilling him, saying, "Really? Really? You're picking targets that are full of Afghan children, so you can have a headline to say we dropped the bomb? Really? Is that how you guys did that?" And that's no easy feat either. I want to be clear about that. I mean, I'd want to know more about this, and I think once we have the ability to dig into this a little bit and have hearings and have these conversations out front, I think we're going to find a lot of people within Biden world who said, you know, I think we better be careful about how quick the Afghan army is going to be able to defend itself and how quick they're going to fall to Taliban. What they know and when they know it, because what we're seeing playing out on our screens is amazing. But you know what? That's just scratching the surface. That's scratching the surface, ladies and gentlemen, because we have the pandemic fear wave. Yeah, I'm all for facts over fear. I want facts over fear when it comes to the pandemic. That's all I want. You can call me anything in the book. I don't care. I'm going to say the hill I'm going to die on with the pandemic is facts over fear. I had a conversation over the weekend with a guy by the name of Dr. Scott Atlas. You remember him? Dr. Scott Atlas was a top advisor to Donald Trump. He was the guy that sort of kept Fauci and Deborah Birx, remember her, in check. And he's a Stanford Hoover Institute, wicked smart researcher. Okay. By the way, he's a believer in the vaccine. He was part of the team for Warp Speed that got it developed. Here's what he says about the vaccine. We didn't know enough about the China virus that was unleashed on us by a foreign power. And we knew that if we didn't get all of the companies competing and getting a vaccine out there, we were going to lose a lot of people, 60, 70, 80 and over. We were going to have a wave of death. So we're going to go Warp Speed and get a vaccine out there. And still believes to this day, if you're 60 and above, if you have multiple health conditions, diabetes and heart condition as an example, things that make you vulnerable, then you should get the vaccine. But the idea that everybody should get the vaccine, bad idea. Now, again, someone that advised the President of the United States, helped us get this vaccine to save millions of elderly lives in this country from COVID, is saying everybody shouldn't get it. He's at the Hoover Institute. Guess what? You send what he says to the North Dakota Department of Health, and they go poppycock. They counter everything he says. Now, I want the Department of Health in North Dakota to look at every piece of evidence and say, here's what we believe, so the people can decide, do I listen to Scott Atlas or do I listen to the North Dakota Department of Health? They don't want to do that. They just want to lecture us about how anybody that says something different than they do is wrong. I don't need a lecture right now. So we got that going on. And by the way, North Dakotans are wicked smart on this stuff. They're wicked smart. If you try and ram this down your throat, our throats, you know what they're going to say? You're making me a little suspicious. It's like somebody that comes out on the farm and ranch says, you know what, if you buy this wheel, you'll never buy another wheel again because that wheel's going to last forever. Buy that tire, it'll never get stuck. You go, wait a minute. I've bought a lot of tires in my day, and a lot of them have gotten stuck. It depends on how wet it is. It depends on how much mud there is. Wait a minute. You know, we're trusting people. We're a God-fearing, freedom-loving people. But you better be able to back up what you say. And if you come in guns a-blazing and you got this and you got that and everybody's wrong and I'm right, you're going to go, hold the fort, aren't you? You're going to say, whoa, back the truck up. Well, that is the fear over facts crowd. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. And by the way, it's not working. The vaccination rates among North Dakotans is not where the health officials want it. Not with it. Why? Well, guess what? You're trying too hard. You're cramming fear versus facts. People go, wait a minute. They go, wait a minute. Hard stop. But don't forget, we have a battle of all battles coming soon in the Congress of the United States over generational theft. I mean, the inflation that is happening. The tinderbox that our economy is on when you consider what China's up to, all things that could affect North Dakota. You better worry. You better worry. When we feed the world, when we set our products everywhere, when we need to get our products everywhere, Bobcat can't survive on North Dakota products, right? Caterpillar that's here cranking out, remanufactured parts. They go to more places than North Dakota, right? Our soybeans go across the world. Our corn goes across the world. Thankfully, we use more of that here than we ever have before because of value added. We're finding a way. But we are held hostage to a world market and darn near everything we do here, so we need to pay attention to that. And the generational theft that is going on with the spending, absolutely insane. We need to worry about it. The border crisis. Need I go on? What has happened in Afghanistan? As I mentioned yesterday, I looked an Afghan veteran in the eye that is having real challenges right now because of what is playing out on the television screens, because two tours of duty there, parts of his life given there, and this is the thanks he gets for it. So we got a lot to worry about. We got a lot to fear. But if we worry and we're fearful, guess what will happen? Nothing. Nothing will get better. Nothing will get better. So my bucket gets filled going outside the Butler Arena today and seeing our friends from Industrial Builders with a crane that goes 200 and some feet into the air raise a flag from our buddy Jim the Flagpole Guy that right now is towering over the Big Iron Grounds. Mark Lindquist, nationally renowned Star Spangled Banner National Anthem singer, belts out a great rendition in front of the thing. Everybody at Big Iron stops. They put their hand over their heart, they take the cap off, and they gaze into the sky at that marvel of great ingenuity from Industrial Builders, a great North Dakota company, and Jim the Flagpole Guy who's out there every day, and we say, it's still the greatest country on the face of the earth. Never forget it. It's still the greatest country on the face of the earth. So, that's what I think today. Despite every bit of peril I described there, I want to know what you think. What do we do about it? I got a little testy yesterday, I'll admit, with a caller that said the problem is our congressional delegation. You know, our Republicans are bad Republicans, and if we just focus our energy in throwing them out, everything will get better. And there are things I can find in John Hoeven's record and Kevin Cramer's record and Kelly Armstrong's record that I say, I wouldn't have voted that way. I would have voted different. I'd have died on that hill. But if I go pound for pound, what they deliver, what happens? I say, look, they're actually doing things. You know, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, you know, even Rand Paul, just Tom Cotton, you know, great talkers. Lindsey Graham. I mean, they get on cable TV and they just have you going, yeah, 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 perfect. But what do? I'm so done with talking. I'm so done with promises. I want action, and I want it now. And in my opinion, we need to start with the fact that there are people in the United States Congress that think Nancy Pelosi, who literally is as cognitively deficient as Joe Biden. Listen to the woman, and you'll quickly find out. Just listen to her. All right? So my point is, start there. Start with Chuck Schumer. Start with the people. Start with Joe Biden. Talk to your friends. Talk to your neighbors. And you may get down to a point where you say, by golly, we've changed a lot. We now have the House back. We now have the Senate back. We're going to get a Republican elected in 2024. And I want our Republicans to come along with them. I want them to do more. I'm not saying you don't hold them accountable on every vote at every turn. But for us to fire up a circular firing squad right now and say, let's take out our Republicans, man, we're cutting off our nose to spite our face. We really are. We really are. So, you got my thoughts for the morning. That should get your engines revving. Call me right now. We're going to do a lot of radio graffiti today. Whenever you call, we're going to get you on with about 5 minutes for your best minute all throughout the show today. Have at it. And when I say have at it for a minute, the floor is yours. Todd is putting the mute button on me for a minute to let you go. Okay, 1 minute, 1 minute only. Call us. 258-0550. Text us. 237-1590. And I'm going to call Fred and Wayne during the break, who was here yesterday at Big Iron, and I'm going to have him tell you why you should be at Big Iron, too. I met his son and grandson. Was that fun or what? More coming up.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To a crawfish bowl. Don't wash jeans while you're changing the oil.
Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better every single day. PetroServe USA also has home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. And I'll tell you a little secret if you're coming out to Big Iron today. You might want to make a stop at the PetroServe USA on West Main and West Fargo, okay? Because that's probably one of the more popular lunch spots in the whole region. And, of course, it's right next to the Big Iron Grounds. So today, they have scalloped potatoes and ham. Now, it'll be warm, ready to go for you. So you can take that and, you know, eat a little on your way in, and then save it, eat a little more when you're running around here, and then eat a little more on your way home, and you'll probably still have leftovers left. It's that good. So that's West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. There's Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City. There is scalloped potatoes and ham, 12th Avenue and I-29, lasagna on NP Avenue, chicken pot pie in Glendon, and Yearland Salisbury steak today. PetroServe USA, just tell them Scott sent you. We're going to chat with our friend Jason Donnelly from AgSpray in a moment here. Before I do that, Rodney in Buffalo, North Dakota wants 1 minute, 1 minute only for a little radio graffiti. Rodney, the floor is yours. Go.
Hey. Morning, Scott. Say, I want to go to all those petrol stops. That sounds delicious. But anyway, my report is this. You know, at our vineyard, we have many tourists and many campers all across the United States to stop in. And you know what I hear? They're just like us. They don't believe this crap they hear every day on the fake news media. And the country isn't like what you hear trying to be shoved down our throats every day. And these are real Americans. So I guess I'm trying to say that it isn't what you hear on the radio. What these people are talking about is not what you hear. Anyway, we've had people from California that are looking for a different place to go. They're sick and tired of what's going on in California, and they're moving out. They're moving out looking for another place. Anyway, this is our last week of a supper out at the Red Trail Vineyard, and anyway, that's my minute.
So, before you go, tell me about the vineyard. Yeah. You intrigue me, and I know about the vineyard, but I don't know if enough people do know about the vineyard. Where are you, and what do you do?
Okay, Red Trail Vineyard is located in Buffalo. We've been there. This is our 19th year. We grow grapes, actually, and this Saturday, we're starting our biggest harvest ever. Can you believe that with the drought we had? But grapes didn't mind it. They like the heat. They have a tremendous taproot. They went down after moisture, and we have a big crop. Then we also serve Friday night suppers. Every Friday night during the summertime, we have a different supper every night. And it's my reservation, so you got to give me a call.
Well, that sounds great. Red Trail Vineyard, Buffalo, yeah. North Dakota, and things are not what they seem. Is what Rodney is telling you. What the media is telling you is the prevailing wisdom. By the way, everybody's revved up about California. Oh, I thought the Republican was going to win. Folks, it's California. I mean, and there's another election coming. It's California. I wouldn't doubt, we're never going to win another election until we get election integrity, first of all. And I have no idea how they handle that there. But let me just say this. It's California. So if you get up today and say, oh, I thought Larry Elder was going to win, it's California. Just remember that. Rodney, thank you very much.
Yep.
Very good point
yep.
on your part. Very good point on your part.
Have a good day.
Things are not what they seem. Todd, you got a call that came in off here. Go ahead and roll that. We get everybody in here. And then we'll chat with Jason Donnelly from AgSpray here.
You do make a good point about that being California. I don't know why we expected anything else.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, I just heard you talking about the theft. The theft to the younger generation, which is true, but how about older people that are on a fixed income? They've got a little savings in the bank that's paying them nothing for interest. And if they take the money out to go buy something, it's way beyond the normal cost. So they're stealing money right out of people's bank accounts. You know. We're screwed.
Well, I don't know if I would chuckle about being screwed, but they are stealing money out of people's bank accounts. The inflation is adding to that. There's no doubt about it. This is why our voices collectively need to say enough. And by the way, the battle on the debt ceiling will be epic. It's coming next week, so get ready for that. More of your calls, questions, and comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Jason Donnelly's here from Ag Spray. Jason, how are ya?
I'm doing fantastic today. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Are you ready for day two of Big Iron?
Yeah, we really are. Day one went really well for us, had a lot of traffic out here, a lot of good people that we talked to. So day two, we're certainly excited about it.
Tell me what folks need to know that are coming to see the folks at Ag Spray Equipment today for Big Iron.
Well, the biggest thing for us is, you know, we've been around since 1965. We've had a few name changes and brand changes over the years, but ultimately we are the oldest sprayer manufacturer in the United States. We're based in the United States. We've got 9 locations nationally, and we manufacture goods from our factory in North Sioux City and distribute them across the country. So we are a real, you know, American-made company, single owner. I mean, we're as mom and pop as you can get, but probably as big as you can get in that same breath. So as you come out and see us, we've got a lot of different products, obviously, in our booth for you to see. But ultimately, we want to, you know, not just sell you the products we've got there, but ultimately find out if there is something that you're looking for that can make your life easier. We're the sort of company that can move quickly and manufacture that.
You know what I love about what you just said? USA.
Yeah, we are
surging through everything.
Now, we do have some supply chain issues because, like every manufacturer in the United States, there are elements and components that have to come in from other countries, and we have had some issues with that, but fortunately, you know, given our years of experience that we've got and our buying power that we've kind of focused on overseas, we have not had much of a hindrance to much of our manufacturing this year. We are able to crank out products at the same general rate that we had previously. The thing is, we've just had such a big year for ag, it's been tough to stay caught up with the need of the consumer at this point.
What's the latest and greatest? What is everybody buzzing about in the way of your latest technology or latest innovation at Ag Spray Equipment?
Well, there's a lot of companies going to precision, and we also are a company that focuses on precision agriculture, but we also try to take some of the existing products that are out there and make them better. One of the things that it seems like, if you talk to farmers 10 years ago, everybody had an ATV four-wheeler. Now everybody has a UTV side-by-side. So we are developing a line of sprayers and have developed a line of sprayers. They're kind of the latest, greatest and newest and best in terms of UTV spraying. And what we've got now is, you know, basically the Cadillac model of a sprayer that you can put in the back of your UTV to spray an acreage, spray parts of a field, spray some downed areas where you've got some real wet ground out there. So we are an innovator. We are somebody that we can look at designs that are out there in the market right now and say, all right, I think we can do that a little bit better. And that's one of the things that we're promoting in our booth this week is our new 65 and 105-gallon Pro UTV. And then we've also got a great-looking 42-foot dual chassis tender trailer sitting there as well. So
got to see it. Where do they find you, Big Iron?
We are in booth 403-404-405. Basically, that is smack dab in the middle of the midway. You'll see our booth. You know, we've got flags up. We've got the whole thing. So come on out. You know, obviously check us out and all the other ones out here, too. We've got some great companies that, you know, even our competitors have got some fantastic products as well. We just want to support the American farmer. We want to support the farmers that are in this region. And ultimately, we want to make sure at the end of the day that the net profitability that farms in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, that they're getting goes up every year.
Love it. Jason Donnelly from Ag Spray Equipment, thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you.
Come see him at Big Iron. Back with more Kevin and Fergus Falls when we come back.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California voters have spoken and rejected the Governor Gavin Newsom recall. Roughly two-thirds of the Golden State voters decided to keep the Democrat in power.
We said yes to all those things that we hold dear as Californians, and I would argue as Americans: economic justice, social justice, racial justice, environmental justice, our values where California's made so much progress. All of those things were on the ballot this evening. And so I'm humbled and grateful to the millions and millions of Californians that exercise their fundamental right to vote and express themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics.
USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Live from Big Iron today, Vince is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, he brought Ben Lamb. Vince Wepker, Ben Lamb, the two rock stars from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, and they've got a couple of beautiful saunas out here. We're giving away a foosball table that is brick. It's built like a brick outhouse. Yeah. There's another name there I've forgotten, but it's a brick.
Just go with that. That's,
isn't
that's
it an outhouse, good. Todd? Yeah.
Sure.
I don't want the buzzer, so this thing is unbelievable, and we're going to give this away. So you come by and register. If you tell us I stand for the flag, we toss you a flag cap. And we probably went through a million. Was it a million, or was it just shy of a million yesterday, Todd, of caps? I know you've told me a billion times to quit exaggerating, but I think it was pretty close to that. Unbelievable. So we're not going to get all the way through Big Iron with the caps we have in supply. So today would be the day. If you want one, get here this morning. Butler Building, right smack dab in the center of Big Iron. And we can't do what we do without the fine sponsors who make this show go. And Labor Masters is a fine sponsor of these caps. You get the quality, reliable help you need today. If you're scratching your head, four people didn't show up, what am I going to do? You call Nancy Kelly and the team at Labor Masters. They fix the problem. Done. That's right. Push the easy button. Call Labor Masters. All right. And then just say, I stand for the flag. We'll give you a flag. Labor Masters had on us. Our broadcasts are brought to you by our friends at Acme Tools. They're up by the food court, or the food fair, what do you call that? Like at the state fair where all the food is, Todd. What do you call it? Besides heaven. I don't know what you call it. It's all, man, I went there and I had a brisket sandwich yesterday. Unbelievable. It's all the food trucks. They're fantastic. Also by North Dakota Grain Growers Association. Those folks were meeting today, as a matter of fact. Hired at it. General Equipment, North Dakota Farm Bureau, Labor Masters, OK Tire, High Plains Apache, North Dakota Farmers Union, Auction Block, ND Flagpole Guy, Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty, and Ag Spray Equipment. Got a little radio graffiti going. Give me your best 1 minute. Just bring it. Whatever's on your mind. We'll put you on the timer. If I talk, Todd sends a little electrical shock up my leg. It's not pretty. Kevin in Fergus Falls, 1 minute. The floor is yours. Go.
Thank you, Scott. You know me. Anyway, I wish we had 1,000 more like Dr. Senator Paul Rand. He's knowledgeable on all ends. He's easy to go. Yeah, we need more of him. Love Charlie Kirk. I wish we could have Ben Shapiro on the show. We could have a country back, but we can't be divided. Got to stay with them.
How do we become better united in this battle against the Biden regime, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the generational theft they are undertaking? How do we do that better, Kevin?
Honestly, on my end right now, all I can do is just keep praying. I was doing the Newsom thing, and I go, Charlie Kirk, and they figured 50-50 split, maybe 51, and now we're at 60-40. I don't know what's going on. I pray. I pray a lot. And I always say, you know what, God, your perfect will be done, but this country is not a country I saw 2 years ago or hoped for, and it's tough to watch.
Well, wait a minute, though. Are you basing that on the California results? That this country isn't what it was even 2 years ago?
No. I'm just saying, oh, geez, there's hope out in California. We're going to turn
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but come on. Did you really think, again, they say it was 60-40. I don't know if it was 60-40 or not. But it's California. I think that is, and I don't know whether they counted votes accurately or whatever. I don't trust anything in the way of our election integrity right now, so I don't know. But say they did. It's California. You know, it's California.
Well, I'm not disagreeing. I was just hopeful. You know,
of course.
I wake up this morning and found yep. out, like, oh, come on, one state. We're going to take our state back. Trust me. If I have anything to say about the Wolf governor, when that comes up, yeah.
There's a good example of what you can do. Get involved right now in Minnesota. Vet these candidates that are running for governor. Hold Walz accountable. You're in a blue state. It shouldn't be a blue state because it is dominated by blue Minneapolis and blue Bloomington and blue, you know, the metropolitan area, maybe a little of Duluth, but the rest of that state is red. So great example on you can have some hope. Don't ever place your hope in California. Kevin, thanks. All right, Mike, you're next. 1 minute, go.
Good morning, Scott. A lot of people in Alaska and Arizona are listening to you guys because of me and my big mouth. But I got a joke for you. Have you guys heard about the new Tesla transformer car coming out?
All I know is it's coal-powered, but I don't know anything other than that. Tell me what I need to know.
No, they're calling it the transformer. When the autopilot crashes, it turns into an ambulance.
Oh, I tell you. Don't you love our listeners? That's beautiful. Anything else you want to say, Mike? You got a little time left.
Well, as a refugee from the Soviet Socialist Republic of California, I knew that even though he's a good man, Larry wasn't going to win because it's so corrupt. That's the most liberal state in the world, in the union, in the universe. It's never going to change.
Yep. Don't put your hope in California ever. Thank you, Mike. Let's go to Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. 1 minute, 1 minute only. Go.
Well, I seem to have struck a nerve yesterday, but what I said was true. And as long as you are Kevin Cramer's water boy, when he was under Obama, he had no power. And when he had power, he stood by Paul Ryan and on your program stuck up for Paul Ryan. So as long as you carry water for him and don't make him accountable, nothing will change.
You got 20 seconds left. You don't want to use the rest? Any other names for me?
No, that pretty well says it all. It pretty well says it all, I think.
All right. Appreciate the call. I'm not anybody's water boy. Never will be. Never intend to. I tell you what I feel. I tell you what my opinion is. I stand up for what I believe, and I love the conversation. But if you get up every day and say, if I defeat Kevin Cramer, if I get him out of office, my world will be better, you are not dealing in factual things about what ails this country. You won't. Kevin Cramer is gutsy enough to come on this program 1 hour a week. He'll be here Friday again to restart all the talk radio town halls, coming off a boatload of military briefings as a member of the Armed Services Committee, having brought top three bankers in the world to North Dakota to say, we've got the solutions. I just don't think that's the guy you go after. Doesn't mean he's not a friend of mine. Doesn't matter that I have great respect for him because he actually comes and takes your calls every week for an hour. Who else does that? Governor Burgum doesn't do that. Kelly Armstrong doesn't do that. John Hoeven doesn't do that. Most of those people will come on when we ask, but they don't have a standing, all right, I'm going to be there every hour for a week. And you think if I get rid of him, my life will be better and we'll have victory as a conservative cause? Just can't share that view. But I appreciate your view. I'm not going to call you names. I'm not going to say you're a water boy for, Rand Paul or something. Just bring it without name calling. I think we can do that. I'm going to call this guy Cody. I'm going to call him the CEO of Big Iron, which he is, in the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. Cody Cashman back with us. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. This is day two.
Day two.
Good Lord has blessed you with another beautiful day.
That's right.
Which brings people out. The rain on Monday said, it's a little money. I might as well come in.
It's perfect.
What do you think? Tell folks what they need to know about Big Iron.
What you need to know is this so far has been one of the best we've had. And from what I'm told, I mean, of course, last year, that's all I have to go off of. And, of course, this is better than last year. Hands down, there's 850, actually it's over 850 vendors here, booths. It's a phenomenal turnout. Like you said, yesterday was just gangbusters. Everybody showed up. Looking at the crowd today, it looks like it's going to be the exact same way again. Like you said, weather's perfect. It's gonna be a little windy in the afternoon, but I mean, you couldn't get any better right now. I mean,
and the things, if you haven't been to Big Iron, if you didn't come last year, a little bit different, a little spread out differently. I love the food trucks over by the Acme Electric Building.
Yeah.
That pulls people more that way. It's just, you know, and yet even if I go all the way to the east, it's jam packed along there. Really,
absolutely.
Every inch of the grounds is packed with some innovation. You got to go everywhere.
We expanded the fairgrounds this year essentially for Big Iron, and when I say expand, the layout itself was expanded, and the plan is for the future. We're looking at, you know, growing into the construction world a little bit too, and so the idea of moving the food court down that direction is by design, and having Acme Tool down there is by design, as far as in the event center down there as well. Those three are really pulling people down that direction, and the idea is that now we're growing and we're moving that direction as well, and having some of the construction folks to be out here hopefully next year and the year after to grow it and keep the name, obviously, Big Iron, because all those are Big Iron as well. A lot of these exhibitors here, if you know farmers, they also use the same equipment that a lot of these construction companies use. So just it's a good fit. It's moving in the right direction, and we got to grow Big Iron. We got to keep it number one.
41 years worth of tradition.
Yeah.
It was fun to have a chance to sponsor this year.
Yeah.
New at Big Iron was a live national anthem, Star Spangled Banner singer. We did it right out in front of the Butler Arena today. Raised the flag on that big industrial builder's crane. That was cool. Wasn't it?
And if you missed it, you can come tomorrow and check it out again. But if you missed it, go on our Facebook page, Big Iron. We have it up there as well. It was phenomenal. It sounded great. And the crane was, I mean, it's a monster. I was told you can see it from Mapleton. So it's pretty awesome to have that here.
It sure is.
And thank you guys for sponsoring.
Absolutely. Yep. No, we love Big Iron. We're at the Butler Arena. That's brand new.
Butler Arena, you're in this fantastic building.
Oh, my gosh. You put some shine on this building,
didn't
you?
Right. That's right. Butler showed up hot and heavy last year and wanted to be even bigger and better. And we asked them if they wanted this building. And they said, absolutely, we want to support Big Iron. And they have been a huge supporter of the fair and Big Iron and just agriculture in general. You know, what's great about that is we have Cass County Farm Bureau is our big sponsor for the entire event. And I've had a lot of those folks tell me, wow, you know, Butler really came to play. And they came out here and looked at this equipment. And I think that there's going to be some more competition for some of these other guys out here.
Well, I've heard a lot of people say they were disappointed that that John Deere was not here. And was it Case IH too? I mean,
John Deere and Case. You know, it's John Deere. We knew about Case. It's kind of a last minute deal there. I think they're running out of equipment or something, from what I'm told. But it's a shame. It's a shame that we couldn't get everybody out here. But I'm hoping next year they'll be able to come out. But for sure, I think it's in benefit of Butler and everybody else that showed up to Big Iron, because it is. I mean, hands down, yesterday was phenomenal. The amount of people, you know, I'm told it's a record, but we don't really know because we don't count, and it's a free show.
It's a free show. It costs you nothing to get here and take in the innovation. By the way, Chevy's here, the Heartland Chevy dealer's here, and you can test drive a Chevy on the track.
That's right. I'm going to do it today.
I am too. We'll go out there together.
There we go.
I've got a Trail Boss. It's a 2020. I better go check out the 2021s, I'm thinking, right?
Yeah, you got to upgrade.
And Ford? I don't see Ford.
No, Ford. Ford. They have any cars in their lot.
My gosh.
So,
well, the ones are here.
Having that trouble. Yeah, the ones are here. They're here.
They're coming to play.
Yeah.
Cody, great show. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much.
Cody Cashman. We'll get to Troy and Pollock, South Dakota, Nate and Allen when we come back.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Stop by and see us at Big Iron and check out our brand new Recon Spray Sense Spray Quality Monitoring System.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Right here. Right now. Is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com. Or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Daddy's belt, mama's drapes.
I'm looking at a guy. Come here. I'm looking at a guy that is one smart dude here. He just showed up in a stand-up for Betsy Ross, Rush Limbaugh flag. How about that, sir? God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's looking sharp. We miss that guy, don't we?
Yes. Actually, I heard his first broadcast on KCNN.
In Grand Forks.
Yep.
In 1988.
Yep.
Were you hooked on day one?
Yep.
Amazing. Amazing. Did you see him when he came to town, early 90s?
I couldn't make it that day. I was in the field.
But where are you from?
Argyle, Minnesota.
Argyle.
Yep.
Heck of a deal. And you're listening every day.
Every day I'm in the tractor. I usually have you on.
God bless you. Appreciate that so much. Thanks for coming by.
Yep.
He told me he stands for the flag, so guess what? We got a flag hat for him, too. So that'll go well with that Rush Limbaugh shirt.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Yep. Nice to see you.
Appreciate you coming out. Fantastic. Hey, we're brought to you today by our friends at Pucklich. And I can't wait to go test drive at Trail Boss 2021. They got some unbelievable 2021s here, and they're test driving them. So if you come by the Heartland Chevy booth, Steve Rodsdell's over there from Valley City. And on the way in, he said, Scott, you can't believe it. We just traded in a single owner 2018 GMC Sierra 2500 HD Denali. So this has got the muscle. There's only 40,000 miles on it. It has the big Vortec 6-liter V8 SFI flex fuel, plenty of power, but you save the money at the pump. 6-speed automatic with overdrive. It's black. Black interior, sharp black exterior, great features like, you know, the Android Apple thing, the backup camera, the parking assist, premium audio, wireless phone charging. The Denali package has it all. Now, it was $58,995. Today it's yours for $57, even if you tell them you heard about it right here on the flag. Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, Bismarck, Pucklich, Pucklich Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Valley City. Tell you what, folks, good people specializing in single-owner vehicles. You go over there and look at their used lineup. They know the owner. They sold it to him, treated with tender, loving care. There's a 2018 with 40,000 miles, 2500 HD Denali. Can't make it up. Troy and Pollock wants a minute. A little radio graffiti today. Troy, Pollock, South Dakota, go.
Yeah, my wife had surgery on Monday. Had a hip replacement. She spent 7 hours in recovery because they said they didn't have any beds. But then talking to a nurse later, she said they got plenty of beds. They just don't have staff to work the beds. So how many people, how many nurses have quit over this COVID deal, and how many more are going to quit when they mandate that they have to take the shot?
It's a very good question, Troy, and you've unearthed something that is not factually reported by the Department of Health. Well, I shouldn't say that. If you look closely, they'll say staffed beds available. Well, how many beds are available that are unstaffed? Now, in general, even pre-COVID, healthcare had a crisis of the workforce, no doubt about it. And nurses were hard to get. Nurses were in demand. That's why we talk about often the number one nursing school in North Dakota, because they're cranking out nurses at the University of Mary, number one school. Mom, Dad, talk to kids. We need nurses. They save lives. But there are not enough nurses to go around. There are not enough staff beds. In my mind, that is a challenge healthcare has to own. That's a challenge they have to take on. Because right now, when we say, oh, there's only so many beds and there's X amount of COVID patients, it doesn't mean there aren't the beds. It means there's not the staff. So that's a problem we could fix. To your other point, Troy, how many have left? I've not heard a number. I don't know how many are saying I'm going to choose a different career. I don't know the answer to that. But it's a fair question for you to ask when you got a wife in surgery waiting that many hours in recovery. It's a fair point. It really is. And I bet it was no small comfort for your wife and for you while you're waiting that long, I imagine, right?
That's right.
What did your nurse friend that told you this, what was the solution? Don't mandate the vaccine for healthcare employees? What did she think should be done?
She didn't bring that up, but she said a lot of nurses had quit because of the COVID.
Is that right? Wow.
And it was too much for them to take. They went to a different career.
I'd like to know if there's any nurses in our audience that have made that decision. By the way, I think that's a morally strong position. I applaud it. I really do. And honestly, if enough of that happened, they'd have to rethink it. I have heard from our friends at Sanford that if you apply for a religious exemption or a health care reason, they're taken very seriously. Their deadline's November 1, and I know people are finding out the results of that exemption right now. Alan and Bismarck, you got a minute. I was going to give you a whole month, but I can't do that. A minute. It's yours. Go.
Okay. What I'd like to say is all these people that aren't vaccinated, I mean, if they're not vaccinated, we're losing all these ICU nurses, we're losing all these ICU beds. I feel that if they get the COVID or whatever, yes, you can't stay home and just take two aspirins and call the doctor in the morning. But let's be realistic. Statistics are there. Whether it's good or bad, I mean, I think we should go with statistics. Voting, same principle. When you got voting and everybody says, oh, there's fraud. Well, if the proof isn't there for Supreme Court or even the Republican Party, the left, whoever, to prove that their votes counted and there's no proof otherwise, I think it should just be dropped because our amendment is being broken every time somebody says there's fraud, I think.
Interesting. All right, Alan's got a different viewpoint from a lot of our listeners, but we love that. Thank you, Alan. Call, agree, disagree, Radio Graffiti, among all the fun at Big Iron, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, frankspeech.com or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott gets you the best of the best deals. MyPillow.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
About it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.